Good day, and welcome to the quarterly All-VR call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Robert Pfaff. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining our All-VR call, quarterly call, first one in 2020. And I meant to say good afternoon and good morning to the folks that are on the West Coast. Thanks for joining us. This is a new time for us, and we're hopeful that this new time accommodates everyone's schedule. A couple things that I'd like to open up with in starting, and as you may have seen via email that we sent out a couple of weeks ago, I believe, Janelle Bratcher, who was our VR team manager, has left the agency. She has taken a new position external to government. In her place while we pursue a replacement, Patrice McLean, who is my deputy director, has graciously volunteered to fill in on the VR team. In addition, we are tapping into our expertise in-house with Regina Bowden, who will also provide assistance and policy advice and guidance. So we're fortunate to have Regina's help and also to have Patrice step over and fill that spot while we are finding a replacement. Additional notes in terms of personnel, many of you are familiar with Nate Arnold. Nate also retired at the beginning of the new year. We wish him all the best. So we are, you know, as a component, we are losing some of our expertise, but we will continue to move forward and tap into the wonderful skill set that we have within the VR team. We have some great folks who can fill, you know, those losses and keep us moving forward as we go into 2020. And we want to hit 2020 with a full head of steam and continue to serve as many beneficiaries as we can. That's all I have by means of announcement. With that said, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Patrice.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Patrice McLean. I have been on this call before, but it's been some time before I presented anything. I definitely hadn't operated in this capacity. I'm happy to join our VR team, our dream team, and also to work with each of you as we continue to, you know, fulfill our mission to the individuals who we serve. Just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I've been with this agency 9.5 years. I started in the Office of Operations, processing work continuing disability reviews, so I'm very familiar with wages and earnings and the effects that they have on our population. I also spent some time working in the Office of Earnings Operations, and then I've been here in the Office of Employment Support, or at least on the in the Office of Beneficiary Operations and Employment Support prior to the Office of Employment Support since 2015. And again, like I said, I'm very, very happy to be here, and I look forward to working with each of you in a greater capacity. I do have a few updates that I'd like to start out with. I know that I've worked very closely with Janelle, and she's kept me apprised of a lot of what's going on in the VR world. We're going to miss her dearly. I know that one of the things that she previously reported on these calls is about our backlog. Our current backlog is 10,454 cases. Our team is working as much as they can, as hard as they can to keep processing work, but we're getting in a lot more than we can, you know, process. And so our backlog at times does increase. We are currently processing cases that are 150 days old. That is a high for us. So we understand that in the past we'd asked VRs to only reach out to the help desk if you had a case that was at least 90 days old. As we are at 150 days, we're going to ask that you not reach out on the status of a case to the VR help desk until your case is at least 150 days old, because our answer will be the same. We are not at the point where we're processing those cases just yet. We understand that you are awaiting a reimbursement for the individuals who you are serving, and we also hope that you will bear with us as we are doing our very, very best to get these cases out as early as possible. So So the less time we can spend responding to emails and checking statuses for you, the more time we can spend processing, especially those are aged cases. So please continue to bear with us. In terms of a policy update, effective February 1st, 2020, we're only going to accept and make a decision on one reconsideration request per claim. We typically, in the past, we've received more than one reconsideration request, and the decisions are the same over and over and over again. In an effort to slow down the number of cases that we're receiving, especially those that are going to yield the same decision over and over again, we are changing our policy to only accept and decision one reconsideration request per claim. Again, please do not submit more than one reconsideration request per claim. If you've already received a decision on a reconsideration claim, that will be the final decision. Do not resubmit that case again in an effort to see if the decision will change. Of course, that brings our reconsideration process closer into alignment with other agencies and other decisions that are made throughout the agency. In terms of an update, we've gotten some questions about our record retention policy. We have recently become aware that supporting documentation for some VR cost reimbursement claims is being destroyed prematurely, and this is a question that's come up several times. To ensure the availability of claims documentation for auditing and post-payment quality control purposes, all claims cost reimbursement payment-related documentation should be retained for a minimum of 6 years after the close of the federal fiscal year in which the payment was made. This follows the general record schedule for federal records management. I'm going to repeat that just in case anyone missed a portion of it. All cost reimbursement payment-related documentation should be retained for a minimum of 6 years after the close of the federal fiscal year in which the payment was made. Again, that's in line with the general record schedule for federal records management. We are going to add this information to the VR provider's handbook. Please direct any questions to the VR help desk. I know that I've given a lot of information, but we're going to send, with the exception of the backlog, we're going to send all this information in writing in case there are any follow-up questions. Thank you very much. And with that, I will turn over to Raquel.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy New Year. Just a few quick updates in regards to I've received several emails on the VR help desk regarding fiscal year 20 cost formula. The spreadsheet and the worksheet had to be updated because we replaced the RSA 113 with the RSA 911. We've had several meetings with RSA in regards to that, and we wanted to make sure we were distributing the correct information to you. With that, any type of information or documentation like that that gets changed, we are required to send it through compliance, and that's basically where we are right now. We're waiting to hear, making sure that everything is all right, that it's okay for us to or for me to actually send this information out to you. So with that said, I can't give you a date as far as when I'm going to be able to send out the information to you. My suggestion to you is don't hold on to the claims. If you know you have fiscal year 20 claims that you want to submit, just note that the ACP information obviously is not going to be what you have now currently, probably not, but I wouldn't suggest holding on to the claims if you know that there's a claim that you need to send. Of course, when we get it, we make note of it that we're still awaiting fiscal year 20 cost formula information for it. Okay, I'm sorry. Do I need to slow down? Thank you. Oh, okay. Never mind. If you guys have any questions at the end, you'll have the opportunity to call in and ask us to repeat anything that we feel like, you know, you didn't catch the first time, or you can follow up with the, keep in mind all of this information goes on archives, so you can always go in and I post the archives. It gets posted maybe a week or so after the call, or contact the VR Help Desk. Claim upload errors. This is just a reminder. If you have errors in regards to a name that gets rejected, please email me at the help desk. When you email me, all I need is the SSN and the full name that you show, and then I'm able to respond to you to let you know what SSA's records are showing. So that's for any. I ask that you, if you have a ton, then email me all at once. If you just have one or two for your entire batch, email that as well. For payments and denials, when I receive emails from the VR help desk, I just ask, I know you guys, some of you go in on a regular basis just to see what's been paid or what's been denied, but I just ask if you would hold off on your questions until you actually receive the notice of determination so you know exactly why it was short paid or why it was denied. Then if you have questions, go ahead and email the help desk. I just ask that you not email me prematurely before you can review the information for yourself. And then lastly, notices. So starting to receive a lot of requests for reprints on notices. If you're finding that you're not receiving your notice of determinations, I know sometimes you may lose one or two, but just know that it is a process for us, time-consuming for us to reprint a lot of the notices for you, especially when they're going to the correct address. So that's pretty much it. If you do have a notice or two that you do need reprinted, let us know. Just know that it's not going to be overnight that we get it to you. It's not considered a priority for us, especially when we know we got it out to you the first time. And that is all I have. I'm sorry, I'm reading actually one of the questions from Warren. Warren wants to know, so do we enter a fake amount for fiscal year 2020 or use zero? Warren, how are you? I don't think you can put in zero for your ACP. I don't believe. If you want to use your fiscal 19 numbers, go for that. But I don't think you can do a zero. I'm sorry, I'm just reading. Eugenia says, the problem with emailing the help desk with a question is that only one VR gets to hear the answer. Okay, that's fine, Eugenia. Definitely if there's questions on the call, then everyone can hear it. Other than that, if there's a specific VR that may contact you with a question, I strongly encourage that you have them contact the VR help desk to get answers. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Katie Straubinger.
Thanks, Katie. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just have a brief update on Versa. We are still evaluating the pilot, and we will send out a notification prior to distributing the file nationally, and we'll include instructions and expectations for how the process is going to work once we roll it out nationally. And it does sound like we are ready for the Q&A section of our call, unless you're calling anything else.
Nope, I don't have anything else. So, operator, you want to go ahead and open up the lines to all the VRs? I would appreciate it.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll take our first question from Eugenia Cox.
Hi, this is Eugenia from Oregon VR. My question that I put on the chat, and for some reason I was just taken off of the chat, so I'm not sure if that's a technical difficulty or what, but the question is that when we do a reconsideration, we're tracking quarterly wages, so we're doing our best to guess that they're reaching that monthly wage level. And we're tracking them from the day we submit the claim on. So I guess what Patrice was saying is that you only get a chance to guess once, and after that you're done. Is that correct?
Hi, Eugene, it's Raquel. So it shouldn't be a matter of guessing. You should have the information, the wage information there. And if you're receiving a 220 denial, then you should be holding on to that claim until you show that all the earnings are there. And then once you receive all the earnings there, then you would resubmit.
But, yeah, most of us use quarterly wage data, the UI quarterly wage data. We don't have access to monthly wage information like SSA does. SSA has a lot more wage data than we do, and I'm not sure if SSA thinks that we have the same information to look at or what.
Great, thank you. Hi, this is Katie. I will jump in. So we receive the quarterly OXI data on a quarterly basis. I have said before, and I will restate it, when you go in to look at the statewide wages, you do see in real time what is available and what is there, but we only get it on a quarterly basis. So we are just about to get the January data sometime this week. So if you saw wages for January or December or November, like last week, we don't have those wages yet because the last file we got was October. So we get files in January, April, July, and October. So having that information helps you decide if you should submit something or not. Please know that we are on a quarterly schedule and we do not see things in real time.
I don't think it was a matter of timing. I think it was a matter of that quarterly wage data. Again, we are guessing that they had 9 months of SGA because we take a lump quarterly wage and divide it by three. So it's not a matter of timing. I believe that I sent you the schedule. I actually sent it out to everybody when I did my cost reimbursement training of when you guys are able to see. So I don't think that was in question. I think the question is that we are guessing on pretty much every claim that we sent in, unless we are physically going out and getting a paycheck from every individual that BR serves.
This is Patrice. I do want to leave time for other questions. I'm just going to close out with this. We can only decision the case once we have that earnings information. So you should only submit the case once you are sure of the earnings information. If that means that you have to wait until the next quarter to ensure that earnings are there, then that's what you are expected to do. So I understand that you're getting information on a quarterly basis. That's the way we look at it when we review the claim as well. The issue is that we're getting a lot of the same cases over and over again with no supporting wage evidence. So we can no longer do that because our backlog is climbing and we don't have the staff in order to be able to take in so many cases. So I understand where you're coming from, Eugenia, but the policy is now that effective February 1, 2020, you can submit a claim and you can submit a recon for that claim one time, but no more than that. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next question.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question today over the phone. And we'll take our next caller from Donna Osborne.
Hi there. I know you said you didn't want to talk about that question anymore, but I think there's a little bit more to it than that. Like I just sent in a Verser one that had three quarters showing, and I got the response that no, it was denied. And I assume that was because the records that the person they had on the person submitting their wages were not at SGA. So there is information that we definitely cannot see that Social Security has available to us, to them. We used to call reconsiderations resubmittals. I mean, because we don't know when those quarters are actually 3 months of SGA work.
Well, resubmittals were slightly different, but we still can only receive one reconsideration claim per claim.
Okay, so let me ask this way. I just sent one, and it was denied, that had three quarters on the Verser that were good. It was denied. So how long should I wait before sending another one in?
We're hoping that you have some level of tracking on your end to be able to look at the earnings that you're receiving from that beneficiary, but you should at least wait one quarter to be very sure. And it would probably be best if you wait one quarter in general just to make sure that the earnings are there for enough time.
Well, I tend to wait even longer than that, but still I end up sending more than one at times because I can't tell what those are.
Right. We're not going to be able to accommodate more than one reconsideration. So you might need to sort of look at your business process and revisit how long you should wait to make sure that the earnings are there. We'll take the next call. Next question.
Thank you. And I will take our next caller from Kyle Beeson.
Hey, it's actually Eric Schmidt here in Maryland with Kyle. I just wanted to ask a question about the ACV, the tracking. Since we don't have the rates yet because we don't have the cost formula, Raquel, you mentioned we should probably just go ahead and submit those. Are you wanting to just hold those? If you see one that has 20, FY20 that you can't calculate, are you going to just hold them until such time as we can provide it, or are they going to end up kind of getting kicked back to us and then we resubmit? Just trying to figure out for our practice how we expect those to come through.
Hey, Eric, it's Raquel. They definitely will not get kicked back. As Patrice mentioned at the beginning of the call, we're at 150-day backlog. So our thought process is by the time we get to the claims that you guys are submitting January, February, and on, the cost formula, the updated fiscal year 20 cost formula will be there. So,
okay.
Yeah, but they will not be on hold. They will not get kicked back to you. Like I said, if we happen to have one where maybe a VR submits the cost formula late, all we do is we place it on hold with us, and a note goes in the system just stating still waiting for fiscal year 20 cost formula or whatever we're waiting for. And normally when that happens, I ask the technicians and analysts to email me, and then I reach out to the VR just to say, hey, we're still waiting for this from you.
Okay, that sounds fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star 1. And we'll take our next question from Brenda Bohr.
Hi. A large percentage of the time that I am trying to log into the portal, I will either come up with the Social Security portal and will be able to do my work, or I'll come up with with the personal information from my own Social Security. It's like I never know what's going to happen. And so sometimes I have to try to log in about 5 or 6 times a day just because of this problem, and this happens quite frequently.
Hi, this is Katie. What we'd like you to do in the future is when this happens to you is that you track it and send us an email so that we can try to check our logs in our system. There's nothing I can do for you after the fact, but if you have a day where you really cannot get in and keep getting problems, please email the VR help desk so we can take a look at it in real time and have someone in our systems department take a look at it. Because unless we get complaints about something not working correctly in the portal, we assume it's working just fine. Because no one here at Social Security can get into the ticket portal, so we rely on you to let us know if there are problems.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who are we speaking with?
Oh, my name is Brenda.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
And Brenda, do you have anything further?
No, that was it.
Thank you. And we have no further questions at this time.
All right, if there's no more questions, we're going to go ahead and end the call. Just as a reminder, the next All-VR call will be Tuesday, April 14th at 1 p.m. And just FYI, if there's anyone that is not receiving the agendas or the call information, I know the ones that I've spoken to today. I'm already aware of you guys. But anyone else who has to reach out to another VR or someone else in your office because you're not receiving the emails, if you would just email me at the VR help desk so we can get that matter resolved, I would greatly appreciate it. And that's all. You guys have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. That does conclude today's teleconference. We do appreciate your participation. You may now disconnect.